You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
Yeah, dude, our little, our aggressive, was it a Boston Terrier? No, what is she? She's like a Chihuahua because they're really aggressive and they'll get you. Well, she's
you
not
said
a bulldog.
You said a bulldog, and then you said a Boston Terrier, and then you said a...
She's cute like a Boston Terrier. She's not like a bulldog, though.
Say now it's time for. Say that.
Now it's time for...
Give them hell, Maria!
Maria Kina from the KMOX newsroom is joining us. She has been all over this Ameren rate hike story. Also, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page's indictment. And, man, we've got her. She's with us now. How's it going, Maria?
Good. How are you guys?
You're tenacious. That's what it
tenacious.
Is. She is tenacious.
That is a good word. Yes, yeah. Tenacious.
All right, so we've been talking about this rate hike with Ameren and the fact that some people are seeing their bills go up 40%, 50%.
400%.
400%. Just some really crazy numbers here. What do we know? What's the latest? Because we talked about this yesterday and how some of the answers from Ameren that you got a few days ago, pretty unsatisfactory.
And that's correct. And I was able to talk with Senator Carla May, and she is checking into this. She had no idea. This was the first she had been hearing about it. And she's going to see exactly what's happening here. Because yesterday I told you I talked with the Missouri Council, which is a public advocacy group for people. And I asked them what was going on. And that was a very enlightening interview and in a lot of ways startling. Because we found out there's Senate Bill 4 that is going to take effect on August 28th, which is going to allow the utilities to increase rates again. So that will include Spire this time, as well as American Water, which is St. Louis County. That's what county people have. And there's no way to stop it. The Senate passed the bill. It was supported by the governor. And I don't know. This is going to be an addition to what people are already paying on top of it. So I don't know how people are going to deal with this because this will increase their utility bills, according to what Ms. Padgett had told me, over $1,000 a year. So this is going to be pretty significant for people. And there isn't a whole lot people can do other than try and seek assistance. Now, we should mention Cool Down St. Louis, which is an organization they've been here for many years. They're a nonprofit. So for elderly people and for disabled people who are having trouble, they need to call Cool Down St. Louis. Don't get caught up in some program with the utility where they're skimming off money off the top of it. And the people don't actually, then the organization benefits at this. Cool Down St. Louis doesn't get a penny. So it's very important that people know that.
Yeah, and Maria, too, just as a side note, with the weather cooling off today, tomorrow, after this long heat streak, just where it's so hot and humid, Dave Murray did say that next week we could be above 95 again. So like later in the week. So don't think, okay, well, I made it through. I'm not going to call them. If you have any doubt whatsoever, definitely call Cool Down St. Louis for some help.
Yeah. And one of the other things, you know, people, you know, they tell you to increase raise your thermostat. Well, if you're doing that and it's going up, you're putting it up to like 80 degrees because the lady from the advocacy group had told me she's hearing from people that they're doing that. Well, that's just that's harmful to people, mm-hmm. and you can't do that. And it doesn't help. And didn't you guys talk with Jerry Kelly?
Yeah.
Where they said running your AC like that really isn't good for it?
Yeah.
Because then it has to work that much harder to cool off.
Oh, absolutely. They said it would increase the chances that you're going to break your machine or going to have issues down the road sooner rather than later because it's working so hard to bring it down. And Maria, I do want to, I guess, what am I implying? And what I mean by that is I've said numerous times this week, the numbers don't make sense, that this 12% rate increase is not accounting for $200, $300, $400 a higher monthly bill for customers. That Ameren said, well, it'll be $12 to $14 per month more for the average household. We've looked at usage numbers. We had someone call in, an Ameren customer, call in and say, our usage was 13% down from last July, but our bill was almost double or was double. So I keep saying the numbers don't add up. The numbers don't add up. Something's not right, which I guess what I'm implying is that Ameren's doing something like just raising the prices willy-nilly. Like, what am I actually implying here when I say that the numbers aren't adding up, that they're doing something illegal?
They don't add up. And I don't know if this was – I don't know how to explain this. Now, I did talk with the Missouri Public Service Commission that really was of no help at all. Other than to say, you know, I said, well, what could consumers do here? And they said they do have a consumer hotline, which I'm at home and I don't have the number in front of me. It's on their website and it's at the bottom of the page. It's a 1-800 number. You can file a complaint there. At least I think if we get people starting to file complaints and what Senator May following up on this, maybe we might be able to get somewhere with this. Because I had asked, you know, what do you do? Well, you call your lawmakers. That's how you get attention on this. Because I don't know that this is sustainable. Like you said, it's going to get hot again. We have the whole month of August to go through. And September could be pretty hot, too, sometimes.
And sometimes so it's warm in October, people, too.
Yes, exactly. So this could really snowball here, so to speak. No pun intended.
So are you talking about the Attorney General's consumer protection? Is that the number you're talking about?
No, this is the Missouri Public Service Commission.
Okay.
They are the organization that the utilities go before when they want to do a rate hike. Because I asked them how it was possible that this could happen. And he said, well, you know, I can't go on anecdotal stories. And I'm like, these are legitimate stories. You know, I've seen people's bills where this has happened, and this is not 12%. At what point does the PSC step in? I also asked that advocacy group, does the PSC ever say no to utility hikes? And she says since she has been in that position since 2022, there has not been one no.
Wow. Okay so they,
she said sometimes – go ahead.
It is psc.mo.gov is what Maria is talking about, and the number is 800-392-4211, 800-392-4211 in Missouri.
And Maria, you talked about going to the consumer board, the consumer commission, and they said, well, these are anecdotal. What would a non-anecdotal proof be?
I don't know, and I asked him that. And I said, because it was frustrating because I said, well, you're really not helping me in any way where I can help the consumer. And he said, well, I just, you know, I don't know what you want me to say. This is what people can do. And I said, all right, well, fine. Then that's what I will have them do. I will give people that number. and see if they can get any relief there. Now, if anything's going to come of that, I don't know. I don't know what the procedure is. Because when we were doing the Walgreens story, people were filing complaints with the Attorney General's office because I had called Andrew Bailey's office, spoke with their press person, and they said, this is what people need to do. We need to receive complaints in order to launch any kind of an investigation. So that's in the process, that one. We haven't heard back on that. But I think this is only going to get worse as people start receive their bills.
So I want to throw this out there again, because I mentioned the number for people in Missouri, the Missouri Public Service Commission that Maria is talking about. That is 800-392-4211. Similar number on the Illinois side that you should know about. That's the Illinois Commerce Commission. So they do the same thing, and their utility service complaints number is this. It is 800-524-0795. 800-524-0795. That's icc.illinois.gov.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
So just want people to have information on both sides of the river.
And good that you did that, because also with the advocacy group, I had talked with Ms. Padgett, and she said, you know, the problem sometimes elderly people are people who don't even have a computer and don't have access to one. They can't go on there like Ameren suggests to go check your usage and go to the dashboard. And that's great to see. But if you don't have access to that, that isn't going to help you.
Yeah.
So it's good that people have a number that they can call to make a complaint. You can also call Ameren and make a complaint, too, to their customer service line.
And Maria, we had an email from someone in Edwardsville who's on a fixed income and said, I can't do this. You're on a fixed income and your electric bill doubles or triples. And like I said, I keep asking myself, well, what am I implying by saying that the numbers don't make sense? I'm implying something nefarious, I guess. Right?
Yes. Right.
Well, I don't know that it's nefarious. I just don't know that if someone doesn't step in and say, wait a minute, there's a problem here, Ameren. You can't double people's bills. In some cases even make the more than doubled. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. And I think then someone can maybe step in and something might change if they hear that. I mean, maybe they made a terrible mistake. Although, with the number of people that I've spoken with, that was a pretty big mistake that they didn't catch, if that's the case.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not good. Well, I mean, we'll stay on top of it. I know you are going to, but there's one bottom line here, and it is, as you said, a lot of people cannot afford it. They just can't. And I know not everybody's going to see their bill go up. Some people are going to have theirs go down. There are unique circumstances, but it's sounding like many, many people are going to get these bills that they just simply can't pay. And it's not going to work. And so something will have to be done. Not sustainable. Can't do it this way. Maria, we appreciate you jumping on and talking with us, and appreciate your coverage of the story. And we know you'll stay on it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that you both are staying on it as well, too, because that's the only way you find you get results is when it's brought to people's attention. And hopefully someone will step in here and resolve this.
Maria Kina from the KMOX newsroom, reporter and anchor. You can hear her coverage throughout the week, and she will stay on this Ameren story for you. One more time, let me give out that information. In Missouri, for the Public Service Commission, it is 800-392-4211. Their website is psc.mo.gov. In Illinois, the utility service number, if you have a complaint, 800-524-0795. That is 524-0795, icc.illinois.gov. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.